4 days a week, Roller World on Stadium Drive has open skating. But when the Justin Bieber song ends and the rink shuts down, Kalamazoo's roller derby team starts their practice. If you're not familiar with the game, roller derby works like this. Each team has one jammer and four blockers. Everyone skates in the same direction on a marked track. The jammer's job is to make it through both teams' blockers and circle the track before the other team's jammer. The jammer that makes it past the pack first is called the lead jammer. The lead jammer then scores points for their team every time they pass an opposing player. And just like any other sport, the team with the most points wins. A few weeks ago, the Kalamazoo Derby Darlings hosted a tournament through the WFTDA, the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. The Darlings invited 9 teams from across the country to compete, and they ended up placing 3rd in their first national competition.
Both of the California teams actually ended up placing in our tournament. So the Santa Cruz roller derby team ended up placing 1st, and the Sacramento team, they're called Sac City Rollers, they ended up taking 2nd. So they traveled a really long way, and so we're pretty happy that they ended up walking away with some medals. We're okay with that.
That's Caitlin Pasqualone, also known as Killy Holiday. She and Courtney Connolly, or Slamador Dolly, are blockers on the Killa Crew, the Derby Darlings B team. Connolly says it was great to be able to play against teams outside their usual rivalries in the Midwest. Pasqualone says it was also good for strategy.
I mean, so often, teams from California, you know, they'll develop their own strategies, their own way of approaching the game that people in the Midwest, people on the East Coast would really never have exposure to unless those games were somehow televised. So for us, it was not only, oh, super cool, they're coming to play in our town, it was also a really great learning experience, and I think we're going to be able to look back at some of the archived footage and really learn and be able to study just what makes those teams so different, what makes those teams so awesome.
The Derby Darlings are one of only 3 roller derby teams in Michigan to be WFTDA members, and they're currently just shy of Division I rankings. WFTDA has over 100 leagues now, including leagues in London and Montreal. Connolly says it shows how far roller derby has come as a sport.
It actually started, I'm going to get the year wrong, but in '60s or whatever in Chicago. And it was actually sort of, let's call it entertainment. It was definitely entertainment, not a sport.
It was probably just about as planned out as any reality TV show we could talk about today. There were punches thrown, there were fake fights, there was probably hair pulling. It was probably the whole shebang.
The Kalamazoo Derby Darlings will be holding a game or bout this weekend to raise money for an American Breast Cancer Society walk the Darlings will be participating in next month.
We're going to have B-team players from all over Michigan. We're going to have A-team players from all over Michigan, and we're going to have a junior derby team come together and do a mini bout for our audience. And we're really, this is all about raising money for a cause that we care about. We have members of our team who are survivors. This is all sort of really, really close to us.
Myself included. I know you're making me cry. I'm a 2-time breast cancer survivor.
We say all the time, you know, roller derby is a sport for strong women. And, you know, sometimes you don't really think about the women behind the gear. But, I mean, I think we can truly say that we're made up of some of the strongest women Kalamazoo has to offer. And I think Slam is a really nice example. Our community has given so much to us over this entire year. The support that we've received around the tournament, we just really felt like this was the time to give back, and this was the way we felt best about doing that.
The game starts tomorrow night at 5:30 at Wing Stadium in Kalamazoo.